Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise the goodness of God. Thank God, amen, for amen, just another day. Thank God, amen, for one more time, amen, to call upon that great name, amen. If it have not been for the Lord this morning, as the beginning of a break of a new day, the freshness of the dew, amen, what can you say where you have been if God have allowed you, amen, to see one more day, have spared you, amen, unto see, amen, the lovely things, amen, of God, to praise him, amen, in the firmament of his power, to glorify God, to magnify him, amen, the true and only wise God. Come on, amen. God is not dead, amen, and he's yet alive, and he's still, amen, on the throne. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. Coming to you live in the studio right here at WCNO 89.9 FM in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida on this date. Amen. November the 22nd of 2025. We're glad. Amen. On this morning, amen. I'm here with, amen, Pastor David Francure. Glory to God, the voice of biblical response and front line. Amen. That is the voice that you be hearing. Amen. The man of God. Amen. It's always a pleasure to be compassed, if you would, and surrounded, amen, by other people. Amen. Of the same journey. Amen. The same route. Amen. That you're taking. Amen. Knowing that you're not, amen, alone. But if you happen to be alone, realize and understand this morning that God, amen, is with you. And he said he will go with you whithersoever, amen, thou goest. And you don't have to be, you don't have to fret, you don't have to fear. Amen. Know that the Lord, amen, will equip you. God will, amen, empower you. Amen. God will give you, amen, all, amen, the ammunition, if you would, that you need to run this race. Amen. He will give you a mind, amen, that stayed on him. He will give you that heart, amen, that you can be able to discern from good and evil, because we serve a true and wise God. Glory to God. Let us go into a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, amen, for allowing us to be here now. Oh Lord, we thank you for how you watched over us all during the night. You didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us, oh Lord. And we, as we awaken this morning, we count it, oh God, all joy. We don't take it for granted, oh God, the thing that you have done, oh Lord, in our lives, God, right now, oh God. Lord, let and allow right now that the words, oh God, of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God, right now. Oh Lord, somebody out there this morning, oh God, they need you this morning, oh God. They need to hear a word from the Lord. They need confidence, oh God. They need a reassurance, oh Lord, for who you are, oh Lord, in their lives. Oh God, right now, I pray for the whole entire body of Christ this morning. I pray that each and every one, boy, girl, man, and woman, right now, that they will allow you to come into their lives, oh God, to lead them, to guide them, to direct them, to order, allow them to order the steps of God, amen, in their lives right now, oh Lord. Touch them right now, oh Lord. coming to an agreement right now, oh God. And I just thank you, oh God, for all the things that you have done, all the things that you've done, dear God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, for your divine will, oh God, your power, oh God, and in the name of your unfailing power, oh God. Thank you, God, this morning, oh God, the anointing that destroys every yoke right now, every chain is being broken right now as we speak right now, in the name of Jesus, God, amen, have a plan for you this morning. Glory to God, and we just be so careful and honorable, Lord, to give you all the praises in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen, amen. We thank God, amen, this morning, amen, because he is, amen, an on-time God. Amen. He might don't come when you want him to come. Amen. But he always, amen, on time. And I come out here to tell you this morning, amen, God is outside of time. Amen. You just continue to do what you're supposed to do. Amen. Lift up the name of Jesus. You was created to praise God. Amen. So why don't you lift him up and why don't you praise him right now? You don't have to have, amen, wait till things perfect to praise God. You don't have to wait till you're doing good to praise God. Amen. God allows, amen, people to come into his presence. Amen. Because it have pleased the Lord to call you his people. And he will beautify the meek with his salvation. God will beautify you. Amen. As you continue to walk on the journey of the Lord, as you continue to deny yourself, as you continue to wait and taste and see that the Lord is good. He's a good God this morning. We coming up on, amen, the Thanksgiving. Amen. To give thanks, amen, unto the Lord. Amen. And God has allowed us to see another Thanksgiving. Glory to God. It is upon us. Amen. And we're in the Christmas season. Amen. Glory to God. We're in the holidays now. It's annual. Amen. And it's gifts. And we're going to be giving great gifts. Amen. And people are going to be happy. People are going to be a glorious time. Amen. We can bring a smile. Amen. To folks' face. Glory to God. To children's faces and everything like this. One of the only times that we give gifts annually to folks and to just show our generosity and our gratitude towards them. Amen. But the greatest gift that you can get from of all is the gift, amen, of Christ Jesus, that he gave the greatest gift. I'll come to tell you this morning that the Bible so declare, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. You have a gift from God in terms of eternal life, the afterlife, after this life. Glory to God. He already gave us the gift from birth, naturally, now, of the supernatural, of to live in an immortality type way towards God. After this immortal is all over and said and done. Amen. Now, looking to the blessing hope, looking for that reinsurance, what God have promised to them that love him. Glory to God. And I am convinced this morning that the way to get in tune with the Lord, we have to eliminate things out of our lives that is not appreciated towards God. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, Psalms 119:11. Amen. Let us, amen, oh God, that I have hid thy word in thy heart, that I might not sin against thee. The word of God is hidden. And if you in Christ Jesus, your life is hidden in Christ Jesus, in your mind and your affections is the things on above. Glory to God. And in order for us to continue in the Lord, and if we want to see the shift of God in our life, the shift from the natural and to the spirituality of God, to see God do wonders of work, see God the healing and the attributes and the characteristics, amen, of God, to see the favor of God on your life, glory to God, we need to purify ourselves. We need to come to apprehend ourselves under God's jurisdiction. We need to allow God to come into our life to the fullness of Christ, unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the stature of God. Amen. And once we allow that, see, God can come in and God can do some things in your life, amen, that you solely need in your life. We're over in the book of Joshua this morning, and I want to tell somebody that God is good. He's a good God. You know, the word good is mentioned in the Bible well over 700 times, 720 times the word good. One scripture comes to mind, Psalms 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. And the word good in Hebrew is tov, T-O-V, in Hebrew language. And when you begin to think about tov, you begin to think about in a way where I'm going to kind of sit still. And as I sit still, I can engrasp more of the word of the Lord. You know, because a lot of times we try to, we'll get some, the word of God, we'll be happy we get it. And a lot of times we move in a way of going in a direction where the Lord is not leading us in that way, see? And a lot of times when you allow the word of the Lord to embed in you, if you would, and once the scripture comes alive in your life, you allow the word of God to fluctuate, glory to God, in your life, and you just slows down for a moment and allow that word to get in there. See? And then once you allow that word to get in there, you will be reminded of thy word that I have hid in my heart, the treasure. And I got it in my heart. See, I'm not just having a form of godliness. It's not just a mirage. No, this word is rooted and grounded, and I'm keeping it down. It's like a lot of times when a person takes sick. If I can use this illustration, you can't keep nothing down in your stomach. Every time you turn around, you got to go, amen, and get that up out of there. Glory to God. But once you get the word down on the inside of you, and once it begins to be implanted, amen, and engrafted on the inside of you, you begin to put away things that is not pleasing unto God. You begin to put away lying and cheating, and deceiving folk, okay, and you replace all that with love, with joy, amen, with exuberance. Amen. With resiliency. Amen. With God. Amen. And you're happy. Glory to God. The Bible souls declare, amen, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Psalms 37:23. He's delighted in his way. So I'm delightful now. But sin. Sin. See? And there's was a time when Joshua was leading the people of God. He was leading the people of God. And at this point in time, Joshua, as a leader, they cross over into the river of Jordan. And this was monumental. And it was a victory. Praise the Lord, because God always had promised them that you're going to cross over to the river of Jordan, the land that's overflowing with milk and honey. You just need to keep on persevering your way and keep on pushing your way, amen, forth. And God is telling you some things out there this morning, friend, that that you have put before God. And you want to achieve these things, but you got to keep on to press your way on. And your river of Jordan is in your sights. It's reachable. It's your aspiration. It's there. It's there for you, and it's there, glory to God. Come on, for the taking. And what God have for you is for you. I don't care. He got the blessing with your name on it. Amen. Ain't nobody can take that from you. I'm reminded when God told Abraham, I will bless them who bless you, and I will curse them who curse you. And with you, your name shall be great. Amen. And by you, the nation shall be great. Amen. Glory to God. So we see now here in that seventh chapter of Joshua, where Jericho, amen, that they had entered into Jericho. It was a time when God told them to march around the city once a day, but on the seventh day, amen, march around it, amen, seven times. And I think when you begin to think about the word seven, God created the world. Glory to God. The earth in 6 days, and the Bible souls declare he rested on the seventh day and looked back at his work and said, it's good. And he didn't just say, it's good. He said, that is very good. Come on here. That same word, good, in the Hebrew language, T-O-V. So God rested on the seventh day from all his labor. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So God told him to walk around the city. Amen. Seven times. And when you walk around the city seven times, amen, I want you to glorify me as you walk. Amen. The Bible souls declare that they blow trumpets around the city. They begin to make a loud shout unto the Lord. The Lord said that make a joyful noise unto God. When you're going through something in your life, make a joyful noise unto God. When you're going through something in your life, continue to praise him despite of the situation. It might don't look good right now, glory to God. It might be complete darkness. Amen. But God is light. Huh? Come on here. And there's no darkness in him at all. So how long shall you halt in between two opinions? Amen. How long shall you be indecisive, amen, in your glorifying God? He's the true and the living God. Amen. He's the God, amen, of sovereignty. Glory to God. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always, and abounding in the works of the Lord. So when we see here, this victory, amen, Joshua began to send, amen, espionage into the camp of Ai. I want y'all to go down there, in other words, and spy and see what's going on down there. Then the men came back with a report. See, I don't think we need to send many down. But Joshua sent 3,000 men into the camp of Ai to spy the land. And when he sent the 3,000 and they began to go down there, the Bible souls declare 36 of them got killed, and the rest some are scattered about in disarray. Now, you take that there's 3,000 men that went to spy the land. You think that they would overtake them because Ai, amen, had less men. He had less men than the Israelites that was sent with the 3,000. But 36 was killed, then the rest of them had to, in other words, abandon ship. We got to get out of here, in other words. Because we outnumbered them. But at the same time, God wasn't on our side at the time. And the reason why God wasn't on the Israelite side at that time, because there was sin in the camp. Sin in the camp. And when sin
in the camp, there can't be no shift from God. There can't be no movement from God. Because God is a holy God and a righteous God and an upright God. Come on here. Undefiled, pure. And when sin is present, the goodness of God can deliver you. But your heart had to be receptive and susceptible unto the word of the Lord for you could be delivered, amen, for that such thing, that accursed thing that got you bound and tied up and wringing up and depressed, oppressed, you see. You have to allow the spirit of the Lord to move and press down upon you, but you got to mean it in your heart because he hears them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. But your ear had to be inclined to the word of the Lord. So we pick it up here again in the story. Amen. In this particular chapter, Achan was an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. And Joshua is leading the charge. And as the Israelites seize the land or attempt to seize the land, Achan took it upon himself personally to steal some items. The Bible souls declare that he stole a robe and some gold and silver. And he put it off to himself and went and hid them things for what he had. He desired to have that, what he had. But this was supposed to have been at a time of a concentrated time with the Lord, where the Lord wanted to dispose all items, everything. You see? And so God allowed Ai, them to have victory over the children of Israel, even though the children of Israel was outnumbering them. See, when sin is in the camp, and when you living in the spirit of fear, you bound. God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and a power and of a sound mind, that we shall be no more churned, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind and doctrine and the slight cunning and craftiness of men, where they wait and deceive you. See, once you walk in boldness in the Lord, friend, this morning, once you walk in boldness in God, amen, you can go somewhere in the Lord. God can give you favor in your life. Because the Bible so declared, no good thing will he withhold for them, amen, that walketh in righteousness in the upright of God. And you know, a lot of times that we can't be perfect. I get that what you said, but you can be perfect in the spirit of the living God. That's why God allowed Ai, them to have victory over them momentarily. Temporary victory. See? Temporary victory. And Joshua began to put his face down to the ground and begin to cry to the Lord. And you see it there in Joshua 7 and 11. And the Bible souls declare, Joshua said, Alas, which means sovereignty. O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought these people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content on the other side. God, we would have been content on the other side. We ain't wanted to come over here and have our enemies defeat us, that everybody in the other surrounding area, every Canaanites and everybody else will see us and they'll triumph over us. We was all right over there, God, where we was. And now we done came over to the river of Jordan. We done crossed over. And here we is being attacked by our enemies. Joshua was being fearful at this time. The Bible says Joshua had his face into the ground. And God began to speak to Joshua, get up. In other words, what are you doing? Get up from there. You know what I mean? Get up there. Get up from there. In other words, and take center stage and get to the root of the problem. See, because I have called you to be a leader. The Bible so declares, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions. A lot of times we have to see and identify with which is not pleasing unto God's sight. And to be able to go to a one in love at times and to address the root of the matter. Amen. Because if not, we bring the word of the Lord down. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, for whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. That brings it to an open shame, a disgraceful act. The Bible souls declare, Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It's going to take the righteousness of God for us to get where we need to be at, much as a core, the body of Christ. Amen. The whole United Nation. Our leaders that's in leaders right now. That is, see, God is sovereign. God controls this world. You understand me? And doesn't nothing happens that God don't know nothing about. He seen what HN did. See, there's no secret in your life that God would not shed light on and expose you. And the way that, and the fact that he would expose you because he loved you. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So God told Joshua to get up from there, get down to the root of the matter, went to HN. HN confessed his sins, glory to God, and then God allowed him to continue on, and then there was victorious once again, the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again, God victorious. God is a God friend of all knowing, all powerful, glory to God, of all majestic. God will bring you, amen, into a place, glory to God, that you will be in a place, in a bubble, inside of a bubble, where your life will be hidden in Christ Jesus. Amen. You don't have to back down. Glory to God. God will fill you with his Holy Ghost, with the Spirit, with the anointing of God. But God cannot do that when there's sin in the camp. As a group, as a whole, we have to continue on. See, charity covers a multitude of sin. Charity, because he loves us. Charity, charity. The Bible souls declare, Proverbs 25:28, he that have no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. A city that is broken down without walls, not controlling of your own spirit. Temperance is a thing of self-control. You got to have self-control. God, you know, a lot of times we often say this prayer, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that God will guard my heart through minds through Christ Jesus. He will guard our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. But we have to take the initiative first, friend. We got to understand once you love God, once you've been declared, amen, that the redeemer of the Lord say so. Once you've been declared that I love God, amen, for all of the beautiness of his work and the beautiness of his holiness and all the things that God have done in my life and all the things that he gonna do in my life and all the things that which is ahead, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man for the things that love God, for them who love the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. All these precious promises, amen, what God has bestowed upon us. Glory to God. And once we get that in us, amen, for the devil sinned from the beginning. He that born of God does not commit sin. Because you're born of God, because you've been born again of the Spirit. Glory to God.
We thank God, amen, for this hour, truly. Amen. We thank God for you out there listening this morning. Amen. We thank God for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, 2907 Avenue S, where the overseer, Mother Dorothy Gordon, amen, Pastor Harriet Gordon, amen. Wonderful place to go fellowship. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week.